Divrei Torah this morning are Leilui Nishmat Eliezer Zeev Ben Yosef. Okay, taste of Rashi for the morning. At the beginning of the parasha, Avraham is trying to find a place to bury his wife, Sarah. And he turns to the people who are in Hebron. He says, Geret v'toshav anochi imachem, tnu li achuzat kever imachem, v'akbaram etim l'fanay. Please give me a piece of the land and I'll bury my dead over here. And Rashi comments, what does this mean, ger v'toshav? You're either a ger, a temporary resident, or a toshav, a permanent resident. Which one is it? So Rashi says in his first explanation, ger me'eretz acheret, v'nit yashavti imachem. I am actually a stranger from another land, but I've settled here. In other words, he's a toshav. That's what he's saying. He's a toshav. But in the second explanation, the Midrash Agadah, he says, im tirtzu areini ger, v'im lav, eyet toshav etlena min adin sh'amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu lizaracha eten et ha'aretz hazot. Because if I'm an actual natural citizen over here, if I'm a ger from outside, and you'll sell it to me, then good, I'll buy it. But if not, then you should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gave me this land, and it's mine min adin, and I can pay you or force you to take it, or I can just take it. Now, it's interesting that Rashi should say this. First of all, it sounds like a threat. It doesn't sound like Avraham. But even more, because Rashi himself told us in previous parsha that Avraham was against the idea that the land was already his. This was the root of the machlokes with the Roe Lot. The Roe Lot said, it's our land. In the future, it's going to be our land, so it's our land now. And the Roe Avraham said, no, it's not yet our land. So how could Avraham claim that he can, by force, take this land? So different Mefarshim grapple with this. One answer, Eliyahu Mizrahi says, yeah, before I had any children myself, so I couldn't claim to have been fulfilling the promise of Hashem that he was going to be given Lizaracha. But now that I have Zera, so then that promise has almost been fulfilled. It sounds like, according to Eliyahu Mizrahi, Avram already has a chelek in the land. It's already become his. Shavua Tov.